T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I am thrilled. This is so exciting because it was right around this time a couple of days ago when we got the word that one of our favorite Eagles, Nigel Bradham, was coming back, and he is on the line now, back with the Philadelphia Eagles, 5 more years, Nigel Bradham. How you doing, Nigel?
I'm great. How are you?
I'll be honest, Nigel, I was nervous. I thought we lost you.
I was just as nervous, man.
I tell us, there was a period where I was kind of not so sure what was going to happen, right?
Yeah. He came all the way down to the last night.
All right. So tell us exactly what you were weighing, what your situation was when you finally decided to come back.
It really was between, you know, us and another team. It really just, everything just outweighed for me to stay in Philadelphia. I took a little less to stay, but it's all worth it. So.
All right, so you actually had a better offer but chose to come back.
Yeah.
Well, we're thrilled that you did that. How much is your relationship with Jim Schwartz a factor in your decision to come back, Nigel?
Oh, it was major. I felt like the success and everything we put together and our identity and what we worked for with this team and how far we came within the last 2 years since I've got here. A lot of that came into factor. My teammate, Coach Schwartz, obviously, Coach Peterson, Howie, and Mr. Lurie, man, they all were in on it together, and everybody was just trying to figure out what to get me back. And that was the main focus.
Now, Nigel, what I heard, what you said in your news coverage yesterday was Howie had talked to you right after the season. And he made you know right then and there you were top priority. Was that important for you to hear?
Yeah, it was very important to me to hear. Because, I mean, going through it, you really don't have any idea of what's going to happen. But for me, he had told me right before we left, right after the Super Bowl when we had our exit meetings and things like that, he was like, you know, do our top priority. We're going to do everything in our power to bring you back. And I just trusted in him. And it came down to the last day, probably the last couple of hours. But we end up agreeing on something. And he got it done. That was the main goal for us to get something done.
You know, you made some comments yesterday that I'm not sure I ever heard a player say before about an organization, that they stood behind you when you were going through a tough time, and you felt the loyalty to them because of that. Could you tell us a little bit about how they handled your adversity and how it made you closer to them?
When you have an organization stand by you and have faith in you, just believe in you, anytime you're going in through anything, it gives you more of a family-oriented vibe, and that's one thing about Philly. I feel like ever since I got here, since day one, it was this organization just opened their arms to me and treated me as family. And that's rare. I was on one other team before I came here, and obviously it wasn't nowhere near nothing like that. You could just tell the rarity of how organizations work and how special this city is and this organization is.
Well, you know, you made it a little more special by winning the championship, Nigel, and I don't think the Eagles win it without you. Tell us what it feels like to be a champion.
It's amazing, man. It's a dream come true. I mean, every day you wake up, you just I reflect on it a little bit and just think back on that game, man, how amazing it was throughout that whole game, that whole week, our preparation, our mindset and our focus and what we wanted to do. And it was just great to see us all come together. The way we did it was no other way. Like, we wouldn't want it no other way. And that's what made that Super Bowl so special. We was able to do it and be able to overcome a lot of things. And I think that just shows how powerful our team is.
Right now, after Jordan Hicks went down, Nigel, your role changed, right? You became a signal caller. Could you tell us how you had to help to fill that breach? You had another guy with you at middle linebacker, but you took on more of a leadership role. Tell us what that role was.
It really was taking over all the communication, being able to make sure everybody was on the same page and keeping us intact as a defense. Obviously, when he went down, it was a huge blow to us, and I knew right then and there that it could only be one person that could be able to do it and step up and be able to at least maintain and keep some of his same traits and footsteps in order to keep our defense intact and keep us strong. And I knew it was going to have to be me because I knew the defense well enough to play multiple positions and understood the communication part of it, even though that was the first season I had wearing the helmet. But just having a good relationship with Source and a good feel for some of the things he wants to call in certain situations. It all came in together, man, and it increased my role. And I'm just happy I was able to be able to step up and keep us together and keep us tight, man.
Well, I'm sure that's part of the reason they brought you back too, Nigel, because you're a leader when they needed him. I'm just really, it's ironic in a way that you guys won a Super Bowl, but probably the defense's worst game of the season was the Super Bowl, 613 yards, all those points. What was it like going through there, struggling against the greatest quarterback that ever played? Tell us what it was like playing that game, the Super Bowl itself.
Well, we felt like we dominated the first half. and, I mean, we felt like they came out at halftime, and that's when they really was able to get all most of their stats. We couldn't really get any stops in that second half. And we felt like that's what put them back into the game and made the game a lot closer. It was obviously we was going against one of the greatest to ever do it. And it was fun, man, just being able to be out there and compete against him. And we just fighting to win, man. We probably couldn't get a stop a lot in the second half, but we knew we was going to win that game because we knew we was going to get a stop when it was needed.
Yeah, the Graham play, right, Nigel? The play by Graham that stripped the ball.
Yeah.
That was the game, right? Right there?
That was the game winner for us. And it changed everything. And he won the game for us. He really did. I mean, him and Foles, those were our two MVPs for sure.
And, Nigel, what did you think of Jason Kelce's speech at the rally?
It was perfect. But everything about it, and it was all passion and energy, and he really let everybody know how we all felt. That's why we all stood up there right behind him and stood strong because we felt the same way, and we wanted everybody to feel our message, and that's what it was.
Right. You're not going to be underdogs anymore. You know that. You're the champs now. Mike get tougher now, you.
I heard we still might be underdogs.
Well, hey, the happiest moment for Eagle fans this week, I could tell you for sure because we were on the air, is when you signed that contract and came back for five more. We're looking for some more great hits and great plays from Nigel Bradham. Thank you so much for doing this today, Nigel, and good luck. Five more years, baby. See you later. Nigel Bradham, and I do apologize. Obviously, that cell was kind of fickle. it came and went a little bit. But
how about that? He was nervous, too.
He was
came
nervous,
down to the
too.
Last day.
I'm telling you, we almost lost
when
Nigel
Bradham.
When
it popped up on, right. Who I forget who ran in with his cell phone.
Yeah.
And saw, and I'm jumping up and down trying to get your attention because you were talking to somebody.
Oh, I was so excited.
And you started
excited.
Dancing.
I was so, we had, Glenn was there with the tacos.
Right.
And
true.
For the first time in my life, I couldn't eat because I was too excited. That's how much. That guy right there, that's one hell of a football player. Yep. He is the kind of player we love in this town. And we're thrilled and lucky to have him back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.